This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived today in Accra on his state visit to Ghana. In a special gesture on arrival at the airport, the Prime Minister was received by the President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. This gesture is reflective of the strong and historic bonds of friendship between the two nations. High-level talks will now take place at the Jubilee House, the presidential palace built with Indian assistance. In an exclusive interaction with Akashvani, the High Commissioner of India to Ghana, Manish Gupta, pointed out that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit is focused on deepening economic and strategic cooperation, with special attention to sectors like agriculture, digital infrastructure, defence and healthcare.
In this entire visit, one of the key pillars for our discussion is to advancing the trade and economic partnership. And Ghanaian side is very keen, especially to work in the areas of agriculture, agriculture mechanization. We talked about health and the vaccine developments. Another sector, third, could be the defense cooperation. There are opportunities to work together in the digital innovation, digital public infrastructures.
An MOU on the establishment of a Ghana-India Joint Commission, an MOU between institutions of alternative medicine, a cultural exchange agreement, and a transformative MOU to establish a vaccine hub in Ghana to bolster health security in the sub-region are expected to be announced in the joint press statement post the completion of the delegation-level talks. The day will conclude with a state dinner hosted by President Mahama, at which the Prime Minister is set to receive Ghana's highest state honour, the Companion of the Order of the Star of Ghana. This trip aims to reaffirm India's long-standing friendship with Ghana and strengthen its engagement with the Global South. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of Parliament from the 21st of July to the 21st of August. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that in view of the Independence Day celebrations, there will be no sittings on the 13th and 14th of August. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra will formally commence tomorrow from twin routes of Pahalgam in South Kashmir and Baltal in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district amid tight security. The holy cave is known for the ice stalagmite that forms within, resembling a shivling. Around 299 vehicles carrying over 2,300 pilgrims towards Baltal route and over 3,000 yatris towards Pahalgam route reached safely in Kashmir region through the Srinagar-Jammu National Highway. The Pentagon has paused deliveries to certain weapons to Ukraine, citing concerns about low US stockpiles. White House spokesperson Anna Kelly said the move follows a global review of US military aid, stressing America's interests come first. Halted items include air defense interceptors and precision munitions vital to Ukraine's defense. Since February 2022, the US has provided over $66 billion in military support to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine has requested a meeting with the US Embassy's deputy chief, warning that aid delays embolden Russia. Iran has begun work on its Fordo nuclear plant days after last month's US airstrikes, with satellite images from Maxar Technologies showing a new access road and the deployment of construction equipment at the uranium enrichment facility. According to the captured images, Tehran has been working round the clock to repair the damage incurred at one of its key nuclear facilities. World Sports Journalist Day was observed today globally to celebrate professional integrity in reporting and role of communication in promoting sports culture. The BCCI, Hockey India and other governing bodies of several other sports extended greetings to journalists covering sports. As part of its celebration in India, the Sports Journalists Association of Mumbai presented the Lifetime Achievement Awards to former cricketer Ravi Shastri and others. In Tripura, Chief Minister Manik Saha inaugurated a special workshop on sports journalism at an event jointly organised by Agartala Press Club and the ICA department. The India Meteorological Department has said active monsoon conditions are likely to continue over many parts of northwest, central and east India during next 6 to 7 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.